I'm just thinking about these next four games and realizing how important leadership is in the tough times and trying to get guys to dig deep and play with that pride. Those conversations will take care of themselves down the line. I know my role is to play quarterback the best to my abilities, and that'll be my focus the next 4 weeks, and then we'll go from there.
Only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Playing the hits, little Ariana Grande, Thank You Next, here on The Fan. Yeah, Thank You Next. We're grateful for our ex-head coach, Mike McCarthy. Now we're moving on. Joe Philbin, the interim head coach. Yeah, Fred Hoiberg, Mike McCarthy, the Blackhawks just fired their guy. They can all meet somewhere around Kenosha.
Yeah, well, it comes in threes.
Have a drink.
In sports. Well, the Chicago, let's not group ourselves.
Yeah, there's enough people around here that think we're part of Chicago.
We shouldn't be.
Fine. 799-1250, 414-799-1250, talking Mike McCarthy and his firing. Rob Demosky earlier was commenting that perhaps Jim Harbaugh, if he wanted to come back in the NFL, Packers might be interested. Another name thrown out there. I'm telling you, maybe this is something we can bet on. I don't think Harbaugh's going anywhere. I think he's going to be at Michigan for a long, long time.
You know, I hated Jim Harbaugh when he was at San Francisco. Okay, I didn't like him at Stanford.
I mean, that's a freezing cold take waiting to happen. I get it, but I feel like he's going to be there for a while.
I didn't like him at Michigan, but if he became the Packer coach, I'd be good with it. If he's your guy, you like him. If he's on the other sidelines, you hate that running around with those rim glasses that he's got on. I can't stand it. But if he's your guy, I'd take him in Green Bay.
Yeah, he's like Brad Davison that way. You would hate to see him play for anyone else.
Yeah.
But you.
But when he's on your team.
Yeah, he's great.
You'll take him.
Yeah, take all those.
Like Deli.
Take all those flop charges.
Like Deli. We hated Deli with the Cavs.
I hated him.
Now apparently Budenholzer hates him.
799. Budenholzer hates Middleton. Benched his ass.
Well, hey, you know what? That's this is saving us from talking about Middleton
today.
We're
going to do 2 hours on that today. Oh, that's a shame McCarthy got fired.
I was ready to pounce on that one.
799-1250.
Oh, what a tough loss on Saturday night.
Yeah, plenty of time.
God, was I pissed off about that game.
It's all right. 799-1250. Todd's in Brookfield. Good morning, Todd. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Just calling to kind of do a review of yesterday's game and how disappointed it was. I mentioned how there were a lot of empty seats, and when there was empty seats,
did you go?
Going. I did. I got season tickets, the green package, and I'll be there next week too. So it'll be interesting to see how that's going to compare to this week's game, because, like I was saying, a lot of unsold seats, a lot of people aren't engaged right now, people aren't spending money at the game. I left right after the third quarter, and I listened to the radio. When Crosby came up to kick it, I knew something was going to happen, so I was glad I left when I did, because I just wanted to beat the rush too. But
okay, did you leave because you were freezing?
No, not at all. I left because, listen, I've been going to games since 94, and I know it's not too early or too late, but I've seen Herschel Walker return kicks. I've seen Chris Jackie win the Packer game on Monday night against the 49ers. A lot of great games, but just this season was disappointing, and for some reason yesterday I just had enough and walked out.
Yeah, just watching that game on TV. I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, God, the people who paid even a little bit to get in that game and to freeze and watch this horrible game. I mean, it was a horrible, horrible game to watch. Even the Packers, had the Packers won that game, okay, let's say Rodgers throws a touchdown pass on that final play there. He throws a touchdown pass there. You might think it, okay. But still, what a horrible game.
There was a guy, this is sort of off topic, but he brought up the game, so I got to scold this guy at one point. Whichever clown went to Lambeau Field yesterday and sat by a camera and kept blowing a whistle should never be allowed in Lambeau Field again. Was I the only one that heard this?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, this guy, there are so many plays I'm watching, I'm thinking, why are they still playing? There was a field goal that Mason Crosby kicked, and then there's a guy that had a whistle that kept blowing a whistle. I know I'm not. If I'm the only one that heard that, then I'm going. Then I'm.
Well, how did
then
Winkler having his problems tonight?
Yeah, then I'm off the rails.
How did the fans around him not kill that guy for doing that?
Well, I mean, he did stop mysteriously in the fourth quarter, so he may be dead.
Finally, somebody probably shoved this whistle down his throat, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
God, that would be awful. I mean, still, I mean, they can't have that at a game.
So I think for those of you just tuning in, here's kind of where we are at. Michael Cohen joined us earlier. Clemens is going to join us next. Mike. So many Mikes. Mike McCarthy, Mike Sherman, well, Mike Holmgren.
You know one thing about yesterday's game, and with him getting fired, with Mike the third getting fired, okay, that means the fourth coach has got to be a Mike, I guess. But with Mike
the enemy.
Mike the third, that's Eric. Eric Bieniemy?
I don't know. I'm reading a tweet.
That game yesterday.
Ryan led me astray.
That game yesterday, if he doesn't get fired yesterday, why are they throwing deep on like their last play? Shouldn't you try to move the ball a little closer against the wind? You're at the 40. You got a 48, 49 yard field goal. Why are you taking a deep shot there for try to win the game? Shouldn't you try to tie it up and get maybe
because
Mason?
Because Rodgers probably just chucked it. I don't see that's the problem.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, why not get a 10 yard out? Make it easier for Crosby. Win the game in overtime.
This is the problem with trying to analyze the Mike McCarthy era.
I didn't get it.
Was that Mike's call? Was that Aaron's call? I mean, what's what here? When there's a rollout on third and two, and the only option is Equanimeous St. Brown 20 yards down the field on a third and two, when it's a third and four last week, and every guy's running at least 15 yards out, and there's no good option short, I mean, is that McCarthy? Is that Rodgers? Does McCarthy send a play in, and Rodgers changes one or two routes, like hot route, and then you got guys running all the same way? It's just so impossible to know. And that's the biggest problem with trying to, like I said, analyze what's going on here. There's so many things you can criticize.
I didn't get it.
But was it McCarthy or was it Rodgers? We don't know.
But that play there, I mean, you think, okay, run a quick out and boom, 5, 6, 7 yards out, make it easier on Crosby with the wind blowing in. Why take a deep shot for a touchdown? On top of it, they had it covered up.
On top of it, you were overthrowing every deep ball you did throw. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Tony, who's in Greendale. What's up, Tony?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, right,
okay. Sound a little
I was
down.
At the game. A little weird. We were at the game yesterday. I was with my son and my nephew and another friend of my nephew's. And if, you know, firing McCarthy isn't going to be the end all here. I mean, good kids, they all got to be on their game now. We got some holes that need to be filled, and they got to make some smart moves, okay? And getting back to, I mean, I think it's going to take a good couple years. You know, everybody thinks we're going to be back in the playoffs next year. It's possible we can, but don't be surprised if it takes a couple years, you know, to get this thing going again, okay? And I think we got to give Gutekunst, you got to give him a chance, you know, like Thompson, to build his team, see what he can do. But one thing that I thought that's all different that I thought was weird is here the Packers tied a game, and there were tons of people leaving yesterday, tons of people. So they probably got their tickets from season ticket holders or people that were just selling them that, you know, are sure the season's over, things like that. But that was one of the weirdest things I took from the game. Is I looked at my son. I go, are you kidding me? I mean, we were sitting like kind of in the corner of the end zone about 20 rows up in 106, and it was like, wow. It's like everybody had to stand up because there were so many people leaving. Right when the Packers tied the game, you know, and it was like, it was just weird.
I just think I think probably, you know, people were cold. They got disenchanted because the game sucked. And they just said, oh, God, let's get out of here.
Yeah, if you want to beat the traffic yesterday with the way the roads were up there, I got no issue with that. Game was meaningless.
More power to you. If you went to that game and sat in the stands, man. And after that first half, God. Why would you? First of all, I don't like sitting in the cold. But if you did that, no matter how warm you dress, wow, good for you.
Before we get to Mike Clemens and more from you guys, 799-1250, here's a nugget from a Charles Robinson article on Yahoo, is highlighted by Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. Here's the nugget. A handful of NFL assistant head coaches have indicated interest in joining a potential Josh McDaniels-led coaching staff in Green Bay, according to sources. So much so that at least one has pulled his name out from consideration for a college coordinator position. While such a development is not guaranteeing mutual interest between the two sides, Green Bay and McDaniels, it is an indication the Patriots assistant is maintaining a list of staff candidates if he chooses to leave New England.
Even though he pulled out of the Indianapolis Colts and there would be a little trust fear, there's a little fear that he, you know, what's he going to do in Green Bay? I think people would be on board if McDaniels
was the next coach. I think people would be over the moon.
They would be.
I think it's Lincoln Riley or Josh McDaniels, and I think the list for a lot of people ends there.
I think, though, if you hired either one of those guys, or even if you picked Jim Harbaugh, fans would still be on board with that.
I think they – well, you want a coach – see, you've seen Mike McCarthy up there for 13 years, so you also want a coach that it's not just about the on-field. You want a guy that's a little more exuberant. I mean, as a fan, I just think you do. Yeah. Because you've been watching the same story for a decade and a half, that may play into it for some people. We'll talk to Mike Clemens coming up, 799-1250. Continue to talk to you. You can have your steak and eat it, too, at Perkins. Oh, my goodness. Do they have a lot of steak induced menu items, and we had a bunch of them last week when Perkins came out to our toy drive and delivered us breakfast every day. We gotta somehow make that a more normal thing, but it's good. We have no problem going there, especially today. It's a Pie Society Monday, free slice of pie after 11 o'clock. The A1 Steakhouse Benedict, the steak medallions and eggs, the steak and tangler omelet, the steak and pepper skillet, the steak medallions and shrimp. Basically, think of any item they've got on the menu and then put steak into it. That's what they've done. For goodness steak, go to Perkins and try these amazing entrees. Limited time only at Perkins. Mike Clemens, he was there when it went down. We'll try to get some reaction on what exactly happened and what the future might look like. We've been talking about this with Mike for a long time. It's finally here. So what's next? Mike Clemens, our embedded reporter, next on The Fan.
The Packers dropped to 4-7-1 with a loss to the Cardinals. And Coach McCarthy is out.
This is Aaron Rodgers' 35th birthday today.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So happy birthday, Aaron. You got you're 35 and your coach is fired. So got to make you happy, I guess.
There's a lot to say about this one.
It didn't come as such a shock that maybe it could happen at some point at the end of the season, but not today.
It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Just getting started here on The Fan. The Bill Michaels Show 10 to 2. The Wendy's Big Show 2 to 6. The Lodge Kohler kickoff tonight at 6. We've got you covered from all angles regarding the firing of Mike McCarthy. The 14th head coach in Green Bay Packer football history is no longer. He'll make way for interim head coach Joe Philbin. Mike Clemens in Green Bay to cover it all was there yesterday when it went down. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Mikey, good morning. How's it going?
Hi, Mike.
Can I give you a little timeline here?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
That's what we need. That's what we crave.
Third quarter's wrapping up, and I'm looking around the bowl. You know, a veteran writer said, hey, what do you think about attendance here? And they said 77,000 paid. They don't really announce the actual attendance. And the lower bowl was 95% full. But I was surprised how many of the upper deck seats outside were empty, like under 50% full. So a lot of people not interested in the game, even though this game is supposed to be, you know, decide if you're still going to be in the playoffs or not. It's a Green Bay Packer football game. Yeah, wet, sloppy day. And just as the Packers punted, just as they had a drive and for the seventh time with a punt, I'm just looking around saying, this is a horrible game. This is one of the worst games I've ever covered. It's just so bad and so dysfunctional. And I just, you know, those stream of consciousness thoughts, I put that out on Twitter. But pregame, Chuck, you know, Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, you'll see him come by in the media cafeteria there, get some coffee, say hi, all that kind of stuff. Pre-game, not to be found. Business-like, you know, a little business-like. We'll just put it like that. Not out mingling. And you guys also know that when we're on the road, we tend to sit with the front office in the press box, like at the Coliseum. Yeah. Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, John Eric Sullivan in charge of college scouting, Russ Ball, all those guys right behind me, right over my shoulder in the Coliseum press box out in L.A. So when, you know, Ty Montgomery fumbles, you know, they react like fans, like, oh, darn. You know, they bang on the table and they, you know, they try not to say anything because they know that we're all sitting there. But they react the way you would expect them to. So then the game gets to the end, and then the Packers can't, it doesn't look like they're even really going for a touchdown to win. They're just holding on to hope they can get Mason Crosby within 40 for an attempt, and he misses the damn thing. And so now I'm walking on the catwalk that goes over the fans down to the media area because I got to go cover both locker rooms. And ahead of me is Russ Ball, vice president of finance, really smart math guy, that capologist. Russ is just walking a straight line. You know, there was a time where, about a year ago at this time, Mike McCarthy said, if Russ is the next GM, then I'm moving on. He didn't want him to be the next GM. And Brian Gutekunst is walking with Russ. And Goody is, he's smiling. He's laughing about something. So after this horrible game, you know, I know that maybe you can have a reaction where, God, this game was so bad, it's almost funny, you know. This sucks so bad.
Well, Rodgers was laughing all game long, so yeah.
Yeah. So and I'm just take that for what it is, okay? It's not Mike Clemens' reports. It's just I looked at that and I thought, well, that's kind of strange. I mean, that was a horrible game. And I just looked at it like, you know, who knows? They could have been talking about the latest episode of Big Bang Theory. But then I go down and I first talk to the Cardinals locker room, Larry Fitzgerald. I've got an hour of stories, some I can't tell on the air, but he really is a quality player, human being, great with people and all that. And Josh Rosen coming to him and talking to him directly with me just standing there about, hey, man, on that play of this. And I'm looking, these guys have only won three games, but I'm looking at functional. I'm looking at the young quarterback talking to the 35-year-old receiver about what did I learn today. You know, just really positive. Then you get into that Packers locker room, and most of those guys ran for the hills. Devontae, Clay, they were gone. They were gone. Randall talked, as you've heard. Blake Martinez talked, who leads in tackles. And then McCarthy has his presser, and Aaron has his presser. Now I'm upstairs, and some of the TV people from Milwaukee were saying, you think something might happen? And they were asking some of the beat guys, too. And one of the senior beat guys goes, oh, no, they're not going to do anything now. You know, I get a 10% chance that, you know, he's going to get fired tomorrow or something. You know, they'll play out the season. But no, they're so I get some of the, you know, best people. I didn't know what to think. I just was, you know, I was trying to put them together my reports on just what happened in this crappy game and where the Packers go from here. And I was actually shooting a video on that in the stadium when all of a sudden I got a text, McCarthy fired. From, you know, source. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And I go back into the office, and I turn on the email, and a minute later, they post that official email. Murphy acted decisively. You know, it's not knee-jerk. I mean, he basically came into that game and saying, they better blow these guys out. Because the way they lost in Detroit put McCarthy in trouble. The way they nearly lost to Kyle Shanahan, working with a backup quarterback, put him on the hot seat, put him on notice, like, okay, he's got to win the postseason because this is not the way this team is supposed to look, particularly at home in good weather conditions. And then, you know, the way those last road games have gone in L.A., in New England, where they, you know, they're off to good starts and they let these games slip away and all the penalties on special teams and all that. And Murphy's, he's had enough. This is, you know, this is a broken record for six games. And here's two or three things Mike McCarthy might have done a year ago that might have kept him having a job. Instead of CYA and bringing in guys he's known for 30 years from Pittsburgh, like Jim Hostler to help out on offense, to Frank Cignetti, those guys go back to when they're in their 20s, at quarterback coach, replacing Van Pelt, who McCarthy knew that Rodgers loved, maybe too much, maybe he was... You know, McCarthy could have or should have hired a guy out there like a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan, one of these younger guys to bring him fresh ideas, just like Andy Reid has. I mean, Andy Reid brought in Doug Peterson, and he got a head coaching job. He brought in Matt Nagy. He got a head coaching job. These guys that McCarthy brought in ain't going to get head coaching jobs. He went into CYA mode, and that's the first indication to a guy like Mark Murphy who smells trouble.
Do you think Murphy went into the day thinking, you know what, if by chance we lose these guys, we lose this game to this bad team, or at halftime, thought, today's the day I'm going to do it. You think he thought that at all?
I'm sure he had an A or B plan. And if they blew him out and if he finally saw improvement back home and that they could get on a five-game run, then that's what you want to do. You want to see that things have turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's one of the worst games ever, mm-hmm. ever. And I'm sure that Mark has got an idea on where he's going to go and what kind of a hire he's going to make. And he's probably got a guy outside the building that's quietly, you know, doing a search that's coming up with some of those names. And you know, the plan is right there on his desk, and he knows the time he's going to pull the trigger. He's probably got a hunch this ain't going to turn around, but he keeps waiting week after week for this thing to play itself out, to see if McCarthy can figure out a way to dig himself out of this hole, because he deserves that. I'll tell you what, here's the big question I want for Mark Murphy at 1:45 today. Did Mike McCarthy ever come to you and say to you about a year and a half ago, I know he's my boss, but are you thinking about replacing Ted? Because this ain't working. The man has to step down. He's not capable of doing the demands of this job anymore. Russ Ball's running the department. I don't like this. It's affecting our decisions on players, on getting things done. Or did McCarthy remain loyal to Ted? Because everybody's always told me, man, as long as Ted's in place, Mike's got a job. Mike will never fire Mike McCarthy. And that's part of these silos and part of this structure where Murphy came in last January and said, enough of this. I'm taking over until the ship gets back on course.
We are talking a lot about potential replacements, as one would do, and I think there's a lot of time to do that yet. Mike, I'm kind of curious about what the next 4 weeks are going to look like, just because I want to see the difference in demeanor, if there is one, and the difference in play from Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers yesterday, with all this talk about McCarthy, we're not going to be talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers, but I think he should be embarrassed that game is on tape. And if he is that bad that he played, well, then the Packers have a lot more problems. I'm going to say that I don't think he's as bad as he played, but constantly throwing at guys in the dirt, constantly throwing over guys, making decisions that are not Aaron Rodgers-like. I don't think that he's manipulating it so that he's getting McCarthy fired, but he certainly stopped playing for the guy. And if he comes out and throws 350 and four touchdowns on Sunday, I'm not going to be happy about that. Well, I'm actually going to be more upset.
And the question, if we're all in Mark Murphy's shoes today and we're running the Green Bay Packers, not Brian Gutekunst, he's not in charge of football operations. It's the president. The guy's in charge of the revenue and the overall product. And maybe there'll be a day where that will go back to the GM, hires his own head coach, and they report that way. But for right now, Murphy's not trusting that situation. So Mark has to figure out, how do I get a guy who brings in innovative ideas, who can make something out of the personnel roster that we've got right now, so this is not a three-year deal or a two-year deal. But you know, and he probably has some confidence that Goody has put a good enough roster that should have been in the postseason as opposed to the position is in. But the really tricky part is, and this is hard to figure out, man. I'm trying to remember a future Hall of Fame quarterback where they had to bring in a guy. Oh, wait a minute. They did that with Brett Favre. They replaced Mike Sherman and brought in Mike McCarthy, and Favre had to change his ways. They did it. And McCarthy got through to Favre. And let's think about this, too. They don't get to the Super Bowl unless Mike McCarthy turns around Charles Woodson. Because Charles Woodson was dragging it his first year and a half in Green Bay. Twice, we saw Mike McCarthy stand out there and get into Woodson's face after practice for 15 minutes and basically say, you're dogging it. I need you to do this. I need you to be here. That preseason game we had last week in Cincinnati, you were horrible. I shouldn't even put you on the field. You were phoning it in. You can't do that. Everyone's looking to you. I need you to turn it on. I need you to be the vocal leader. Because these other guys, Clay and Aaron, they're not vocal guys, man. I need your voice in that locker room. And if you do that, you could make the difference of us getting to a Super Bowl. So Mike McCarthy had some... What happened the last 3 or 4 years to that guy and Mike McCarthy? I don't know. But those are the things you got to give him credit for, and those are the things that the Packers know they need to find in their next head coach.
Talking with Mike Clemens. Mike, we appreciate it. As always, we'll hear from you on the station later today, the Mark Murphy presser coming up, 1:45.
And then Joe Philbin after that.
Oh, well.
Hey,
one thing at a time.
Hey, look forward to this. On Tuesday night, statewide, the Joe Philbin Show. I can smell the ratings there.
Do you think we'll ever hear from McCarthy?
That's a good question, Chuck, because Mike Sherman talked 2 or 3 days after.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired on the morning after the final game, 7 o'clock, brought in, fired, clean out your desk, escorted to the door. And then they thought, well, you know, let's let Mike have something to say. That's Bob Harlan. And so Mike had a presser, and he called the PR director, Jeff Blum, over the house, and Jeff once told me, he's like, What am I doing here? And Sherman said, well, I don't know what the hell to say. I've never done something like this before. I've had a football team. How do I talk about me or my career? Well, it was a great press conference. And, you know, Mike got a few things off his chest. Sherman did. But he just, you know, talked about the experience and what he was going to do, that type of thing. I don't think Mike McCarthy talks. I think he's talked enough. It's been a rough go. And I would be surprised if they announced Mike McCarthy is going to do a Q&A. I think Mike just wants to get away and take some time off and figure out where his next gig is going to be. And he's Chuck Knowles. That's his hero. I asked him questions about that this summer in camp. And there's some clips we'll pull out later in the day where he thought that one of the things that Knowles did to survive for so many years and as a Steelers coach, and, you know, they won 4 Super Bowls, was he always put the players first. He never wanted to be a part of the story, and I think that's the way McCarthy goes out of Green Bay.
Keep up the good work, Mike. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, very soon.
Okay, boys, thanks.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline, at Mike Clemens NFL on Twitter, Great Midwest Bank. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. What a whirlwind. All this stuff that we're talking about, future coaches, current coaches, tanking games, all this kind of stuff, but none of it more exciting than talking about car insurance. Well, okay, in the past, no. Now, a little different. It's called Go Insurance, and they're going to go. You're going to see these guys everywhere. They're going to do everything they can to get your attention, and all they want from you, really, is 60 seconds of your time. Go Insurance is the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. So the app is insanely fast. You just download it, scan your license, and you'll get a quote in 60 seconds. That's right. Download the app. Scan your license, and you'll have a quote on car insurance within 60 seconds. Everything managed through the app, Go Insurance. No more paperwork, no more waiting on hold, none of that stuff. Stop all the hassles. You're in control. You can update your policy, add drivers, file a claim, all right there in the app. The app is called Go Insurance. It's exciting a little bit to talk about car insurance these days. Go Insurance. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now. Download Go Car Insurance. Open the app. Get a quote. You'll get it within 60 seconds. And start saving today. More from you guys. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. This era is over. The Mike McCarthy era is done. I love this quote. Somebody just tweeted here. It's from Batman. You either die the hero or live long enough to be the villain. And that's what happened with Mike McCarthy. Chuck and Winkler, more next on The Fan.
The Packers dropped to 4-7-1 with a loss to the Cardinals. And Coach McCarthy is out.
This is Aaron Rodgers' 35th birthday today.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So happy birthday, Aaron. You got you're 35 and your coach is fired. So got to make you happy, I guess.
There's a lot to say about this one.
It didn't come as such a shock that maybe it could happen at some point at the end of the season, but not today.
It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Once again, it's professionalism. I think you kind of take away the outside noise, whether people think it is inside noise. and just have that understanding that we need to go out there and play every single play and try to win games, because we're all here for a reason. Whether there's no coach or there's coaches, we're here to step on that field and win a game.
Blake Martinez, now that was an answer he gave before he found out that his coach was fired. Mike McCarthy, no longer the coach of the Green Bay Packers, talking about it with you guys all day long, and we'll have plenty to talk about this week. Aaron Nagler joining us tomorrow at 8. Some more guests planned that should be fun to talk to and just try to figure out everything that is going on right now at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Chuck, I was asked this last night. Great job by the guys that came in last night. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Jeff Orlowski and Ryan Horvath. These guys coming in last night, putting on a show in thin air. Out to you guys. You can check out the podcast online as well for the most instant reaction. But I was talking to those guys last night, and they said, do you view the McCarthy era as a success? And so that's, I think, kind of a loaded question, because he won a Super Bowl in 13 years. But I'm telling you right now, when they first asked me that question, when they said, do you view the McCarthy era as a success? The first image that came to my head was not the Super Bowl. Was not any win. It was his face on the sidelines when they lost in Seattle. When I think of the Mike McCarthy era, the first thing I will think of is Seattle 2014. So was it a success? Yes, but there was a lot of room for more success, and I think that is ultimately what will define it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think of the Super Bowl down to Dallas. All right, I was there. You'd like to think that that's the, you know, him getting his team measured for rings the night before. And some of his expressions that were nobody's underdog. That,
well, what happened to that guy, though? Where did he go?
But then I think back of not only the loss in Seattle, but how about those losses to San Francisco? Those horrible playoff losses to San Francisco.
Couldn't figure out a mobile quarterback.
Couldn't figure out Colin Kaepernick, who destroyed him. And you know what? And I told you this a few months ago. Aaron didn't play his best in those playoff games. He did not play his best in those playoff games. He did not play great. But, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, with McCarthy, he had a terrific regular season record. You know what? I'll look at McCarthy and I'll say, terrific regular season, okay? Got me to the postseason, got one Super Bowl title, but in the postseason, many comedy of errors, many disastrous, disastrous innings.
I mean, some of the playoff losses that the Packers have experienced in the last 13 years – yes, they've gotten there.
Horrible.
Sure, and there's, you can say, well, there's franchises that would kill to go to the NFC Championship game, and no, that's dumb. There's no franchise that would kill to be on the losing end of the NFC Championship.
Listen,
game.
I like your impersonation of the Oklahoma coach better about asking his superiors about interviewing for the Packer job.
Oh gosh, could I please go talk to the guys in Green Bay about an NFL coaching job?
Shouldn't he have a Southern accent though?
Well, what am I doing? That's not Southern.
I don't know. Gomer Pyles a little bit, yeah.
I've never heard Lincoln Riley speak.
Yeah. Oh, he was interviewed before the game the other night.
I barely know what he looks like.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he's been plastered all over on TV this past few days because his team's going to the Final Four here.
You think you guys will let me just take a drive up to Green Bay and talk to Bob, the head coach?
Mike McCarthy, 2006-2018, regular season. Yeah, not bad, Freems. 125, 77, and 2.
And most of those home games. He was great at home.
Oh, great at home.
Only fitting he lost at home in his final game. But, yeah. I mean, the guy was at a home hell. Home Mike McCarthy, terrific. Get him on the road, and it's Keystone Cops.
Yeah, indeed. The fourth best winning percentage of a coach ever in Green Bay. Vince Lombardi, 1. Mike Holmgren, 2. Curly Lambeau, 3. Mike Sherman, right there at 618, a 618 winning percentage. 6 of every 10 games this guy won. Playoffs, though, 10 of 18, 55%. 414-799-1250. I look at it as a success. I look at it that it probably went on too long, and I kind of look that it got railroaded by the monster Frankenstein that he created in Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you know what? Ted Thompson, though, this goes back to Ted. Ted was never going to fire McCarthy. Even after the 2014 debacle, he led him to the NFC Championship game. And Rodgers will even say, hey, there's the 2014, we should have gone to the Super Bowl. 2011, we should have gone to the Super Bowl. Probably 2012, too, we should have gone to the Super Bowl.
A lot of woulda, shoulda, couldas with the Mike McCarthy era, that is for sure. Thank goodness that they did get the one that they did get. Scott's in Waukesha, 799-1250. What's up, Scott?
Well, I was mentioning to your guy that took the phone call here in Italy.
His name would be Cody Grant.
Cody
the
Rhodes.
Illustrious Cody Grant on those phones today.
Yeah. It's difficult to win in the NFL, as you all know. And Ted Thompson left that cupboard bare. Can you see some of the players they're playing with, Pleasant? You know, it's the little things that, you know, the screw-ups and the movements and you know, poor players, poor coaching too for that, but poor players maybe or less than quality, high quality. You know, you got to get a core of group of people that are playing well, like, you know, every time they won the Super Bowls they had in the 60s and in the 90s and the 2000s, they had a core group of people. It's hard to keep that group together.
Agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the NFL. That's what they want.
Thanks, Scott.
They want everybody to have a shot at going to the Super Bowl. Some teams take advantage of it, you know, there's other teams like, you know, Cleveland who just can't get out of their own way and can never even get to the playoffs. But they want a rotating, they want everybody involved to get in the playoffs. Unlike the NBA that just wants a couple of teams to make the playoffs or make it to the NBA Finals. They love it. You know, it's a different team every year go
here,
to the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you your percent chance here, and then I'll tell you what mine was. Ryan tweets in, while we all speculate who the next head coach will be, let's not forget Joe Philbin. If Green Bay goes 3-1 or 4-0 to finish the season, perhaps Philbin is the guy. Chuck, your percent chance that if the Pack, your percent chance that if Joe Philbin goes 4-0, somehow gets the Packers into the playoffs, your percent chance that he is the head coach of the Packers in 2019.
Because
mine is zero.
Okay, well, there's a 0% chance of that happening.
I know, there's like a 0.125.
You know, as far as if they're not mathematically eliminated for the playoff chase, what would it take for them to get in? If last week, if last week the scenario was very, very small, I mean, it's got to be a fat, very fat chance of them having. What, I mean,
don't make me do this.
That's got to be unreal.
All right, so don't make me do this.
I mean, last night, week, the scenarios was, first of all, you know, 4-0.
So now the,
which they can't do. I told you last week they couldn't go 5-0.
All the scenarios that we said last week just need to increase. So the Eagles need to lose.
Everybody else lost in the division.
The Eagles need to lose two of their next five. The Seahawks need to lose because they won yesterday. So they need to lose three out of the Vikings, Niners, Chiefs, and Cardinals. The Panthers need to lose two out of the Browns, Saints, and Falcons. The Vikings need to lose.
I mean, some of the things fell in the place for them yesterday.
All right, it's a little
because
bit,
the Vikings lost in Carolina. I'm not saying they're going.
Possible.
I'm not saying they're going.
It's but a very just, much a long but, shot, but it's still possible.
Going into yesterday was a long shot, but some of the pieces that they have no control over fell into place. Carolina got beat.
We can't do this. Right? We're not talking about this.
No. No, I'm just saying if you win yesterday. But if you win yesterday, your chances would increase.
We're talking playoffs if they won yesterday. Because of
those other scenarios that fell into place for them.
Served up by Perkins. More next on The Fan.
The Packers dropped to 4-7-1 with a loss to the Cardinals. And Coach McCarthy is out.
This is Aaron Rodgers' 35th birthday today.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So happy birthday, Aaron. You got you're 35 and your coach is fired. So got to make you happy, I guess.
There's a lot to say about this one.
It didn't come as such a shock that maybe it could happen at some point at the end of the season, but not today.
It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
You know, we're on the air for 5 hours today, and all the hours podcast, 105.7 FM, The Fan, even if we spent the entire 5 hours on this, would not have been enough. Thanking people that donated to our toy drive for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Some of the online donations, Lenny with a $500 donation. Chad and Roxy, in memory of their daughter, gave $300 to the cause. Daughter Ruby. Mike and Sharon, $250. Car Corral Services of Kenosha, $500. I think you can still donate if you're inclined. 1057fmthefan.com. But again, we raised a new record, $160,168 for the kids, and that is all because of you guys. So thank you for that. 799-1250. Let's get Irv quick before we make way for the Bill Michaels Show. Irv, what's going on, bud?
Hi, Irv.
What's up, man? How you doing? Hey, the thing that I really find, way you treat
people. Hey, you can't say that.
You can't say that word.
I can't say, well, no. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Anyway, I took care of it.
Yeah, just don't do that again.
For future reference, and I'll let it slide.
But listen, I think from the top down, this organization is dysfunctional. I always say that because we don't have a legitimate owner, there's no accountability. You have Mark Murphy, who's in charge of pretty much running a show up there. Is he a football guy? You know, because if he was a football guy, he would have probably seen some of the trends that this team was, you know, headed for a downfall with some of the bad drafts that Ted had, and he probably would have got somebody in there that could help put some better talent on the team, because really his team is void of talent. You know, you got some C players or, you know, that probably wouldn't even start on other teams. And you got a whole team full of those guys, and the best player you have is number 12, and he knows it. So that's why he has the arrogance that he has. So I just think until Murphy runs the organization and hires a football guy to be the president and or relinquish everything to Gutekunst, the team is not going to get better. Because as long as that stadium is filled up, I think that's all that the board cares about is the money.
Yeah, well, when you say football guy, like, I mean, he did play in the NFL. He came here, you know, as the athletic director at Northwestern. But, I mean, player personnel and stuff like that, he doesn't have a great history in that at all, that's for sure.
Yeah, but what more do you got to do to be a football guy than to play in the NFL?
Hmm?
Well, you play in the NFL. Mark Murphy is not viewed as a football guy, but he played in the NFL. I think people look at football guys as dumb meatheads that can barely talk language other than X's and O's.
But when you say football guy, a guy who's been around player personnel, guys played in the NFL. I mean, he does know the NFL.
He played in the NFL. He's a football guy.
He did play.
The definition of that.
Played with the Redskins. They won the Super Bowl with it. He was on that team. Played linebacker.
How did we talk for 5 hours and still have more to say? It is fascinating, but we do. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll talk about the press conferences that go down today, not just Joe Philbin, but Mark Murphy, the football guy.
He'll
talk at 1:45 today. We've got you covered all day on The Fan. Aaron Nagler joins us tomorrow at 8. Chuck and Winkler, McCarthy gone.